We like the first person singular, the world of I and me. An interesting self-examination always is to notice sentence subjects in conversation, to notice all the I's. This isn't all just ego. When portions of the Mass were retranslated in English 7 or so years ago, that first person singular popped up a bit more, most noticeably in the Creed we heard proclaimed right here 2 weeks ago. The Church asking us to speak for myself with, I believe in one God. For us, most often, the I's have it, which makes today so significant. When Jesus teaches the apostles to pray, he does something revolutionary from the first phrase, Our Father. We all have a certain quest for God. Jackie, Marsh, you moving toward the end of the RCIA process, show us that most clearly. But our individual journeys are not alone. They're connected to the rest of us. They're connected to our common Father. As we hear our daily prayer once again, receive our daily bread, I hope we feel our connectedness, striving personally so we can strive better together, folding in not just whom we would have chosen, but whom God has chosen here, us, all of us. Our spiritual reminder towards the end of Lent that even our most basic prayer moves us beyond ourselves, moves us beyond the singular to the plural, to each other, to our Father. At this time, I invite Jackie and Marsh to come back into the sanctuary.